I'm here with Jonathan from the National Film and Television School. And you're showing off your game, Falling Sky. Do you want to give us an overview of what kind of game it is?
Yeah, well, it's an open world narrative game with it's also crossed with an adventure game. So it is a story about Daniel and Tommy, two brothers, who are looking for their mom who's gone missing.
Okay.
So it opens up with Daniel coming home from university, and he is coming home, finding his little brother abandoned with inside a fortress made out of blankets and tin cans everywhere. So it's very much something that is planned. And then I'm pretty much letting the player, like you can see here, loose in this environment, and you navigate this whole town with Google Maps, and you can go to the diner, the police station, and many different things. And that's kind of influence. I really like the way Legend of Zelda is playing out, where you have these many different things.
You can choose where to go.
And there are things in between as well. There are hidden passageways, things to find. So I really want to make like a narrative game, but with some gameplay and with some driving, and you can, maybe there'll be a shop in the future where you can buy stuff, and so that's kind of what.
So when you get out, so you're driving around, and then when you get out, do you go into the police station and talk to the police about what happened?
So we have like that kind of a world map function, which is kind of like the old Final Fantasy game, where you have a world map where it's like it's quite a bigger scale. So here, the camera changes to a top-down mode, which is more like you were seeing GTA or something like that. If you are in a point of interest, which is one of these icons in the Google Map, the camera will go down and it will be more in the traditional cinematic third-person character game.
Hopefully we'll get to see it while it's going, maybe.
Yeah,
we'll see.
And also you see that this is kind of a sketch of how the whole town would be. And these are all the characters that are currently now in the demo.
I can see, actually, you can see sort of the Legend of Zelda influence in there.
It's very far from Legend of Zelda.
No, it's not.
It is really, but it's. I just really, I really would like to influence some of these kind of Western cinematic narrative games with some of that playfulness that these games have, which I really love. Yeah.
How difficult was it to come up with a narrative? I mean, this is quite it could be quite a difficult subject area, I guess. But.
Yeah, well, it is. It is very. It's very difficult. That's why I also kind of wanted to do it, because I do know that making a story for a game is very, very rare to find a good story, and it is very difficult to do. Because
you have to have the skills to make the game, and then also the skills to write a good story.
Yeah, exactly. And also how those play with each other. So it's very. So we started out, and we hadn't done it before. So it was more like we just tried to start writing a story. Me and the screenwriter Mohsen, which we worked together closely, came back to each other every day with a new idea. We throwed around ideas. But it's funny how it didn't really click properly when we were only focusing on the story. It was only until a couple of months in when I tried to scrap everything. Because it didn't really work that well. Because it turned into like just a movie game, So I started working on just the mechanics. I started making the car, the map, things like that. Just stuff that I thought would be interesting to play. And then came back to him with that. And then we started building it around there. So that was a really good learning experience. So we kind of figured out, absolutely, you have to make both at the same time. For it to feel like a whole thing.
Is this part of your university course that you're developing it for?
Yeah, it is. This is just my student, graduation games. It's been in development for 8 months, and I've been a solo developer on it. The aim for it, I would love to expand this world and to keep going after it.
What is the future? Are you planning on continuing development on it?
What I wish to do with this demo is to show people what we would like to do and what we're capable of doing. And also then maybe launch a Kickstarter or look for funding. I'm not sure how that's going to go about yet, but I hope people will keep an eye out and that we can go for something like that.
Where can people find out more about the game then, if they want to keep out?
They can follow me on Twitter, Jonathan Nielsen. We'll keep people posted there, what's going on. And also have a webpage where we have a blog, which is also, jonathannielsen.com. So everything is on there now. This is only a student project, but then once we launch something, we'll
hopefully, sure. For the future.
Yeah.
Okay. Best luck. Thank you very much,
Thank
Jonathan.
You very much.